On this episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, I give a full-on recap, highlights, and overview of SEC Media Days for the South Carolina Gamecocks as talking season has officially begun. Okay, here we go. Welcome to episode 78 of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I'm your host, Tim Cox, where I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. And oh! That is right. It is episode 78, and the South Carolina Gamecocks and Shane Beamer and Soulja Boy have taken the country by storm. I'm still just ecstatic about that video. If you haven't seen that video, you must not own a freaking phone, because it blew up. The Shane Beamer, Soulja Boy, tell him, dropping the mic before heading out to SEC Media Days. It had like a million views in an hour. It was so cool to see. Our media team is just geniuses, all of them, led by Justin King. They deserve all the credit in the world. They all deserve a raise from this past video. It was timed so perfectly, jetting off to SEC Media Days and getting all attention on the Gamecocks. And, you know, I'm going to dive into this in a little bit. This whole episode is dedicated to SEC Media Days, but the praise and the talk about the Gamecocks and Shane Beamer, it's real, and it's here, and it's for moments and videos like this where Coach is not trying to be the strong man. He's not acting like he's the most serious one or he has all the answers. He's being genuine, and, you know, he likes to have a good time every now and then, and players want to play for a guy like that. But I had to give a shout-out to turn my swag on to Soulja Boy, to Shane Beamer. If by any chance Soulja Boy listens to this show, which I highly, highly doubt, come on, man. Come on the show. Let's talk mega conferences. Let's talk NIL. Let's talk Gamecocks. But nevertheless, let's get underway here. Like I said, this whole episode is dedicated to SEC Media Days. Going to try and give an overview, a highlight, all that jazz of everything that pertains to the Gamecocks, at least that I have read, seen, listened to, and bring y'all up to speed on that. But before we start, I do have my handy-dandy daily Gamecock calendar here. Today, it is a fact. The Southeastern Conference led all college football conferences with 63 players chosen in the 2020 NFL Draft. Four Gamecocks were among them. I mean, yeah. And we know that. We are the football conference. We are the premier conference in America. And with all this talk of expansion and mega conferences and things like that, we're sitting pretty, y'all. We're in the SEC. South Carolina has been in the SEC. We are a very established member. We're an important member where we bring in the Carolinas, the viewership. Our alumni base is big, huge in the Southeast, so it just means more. It just means more, and the results speak for themselves on the field and off the field. And speaking of it just means more, man, we are in it. We are in talking season. SEC Media Days has come and gone, and it's just the best. Like, college football is just the absolute best. I don't think there's another sport where you have a week dedicated to just talking to the coaches, talking to some players, and there is a legitimate buildup for a press conference. I was sitting on my couch, refreshing Twitter like a madman, looking at everything content related to the Gamecocks as I waited for Shane Beamer to take the stage, and it honestly felt like a kickoff. Like, I was so excited to have something new, fresh, and live in front of my face on my TV related to football. I was clamoring at every word, but nevertheless, college football is just the best. And I love the funny questions you get, and sometimes you catch the coaches off guard. You see their little quirks. I mean, Mike Leach, need I say more? The guy just doesn't believe in opening statements, went right to the questions. Kind of respect it. Kind of respect that from Leach. But for those of y'all who weren't able to tune in outside of South Carolina, some of the big themes and takeaways I had were a lot of talk about super conferences and conference realignment and a little bit of the NIL as well. And, you know, a lot of it's funny because a lot of it is out of the coaches' hands. But with the super conferences, you know, I think Saban, he had a very interesting quote where he said, you're going to have the haves and the have-nots. And those of us in the SEC are a have. So if it's headed that way, we're probably in a good position to do good long term. You know, I'm paraphrasing, but it is a very interesting concept with conference realignment and some of the regionality being taken away from the game. But I think as long as we preserve specific traditions, certain traditions, and keep the, I guess, essence of college athletics intact, it could make for some very interesting TV. But I do feel that we are going to level off soon. I think you have the ACC and the Pac-10 now, no longer Pac-12. But right now they're in a little bit of limbo. They're looking for some security, whether it's the Big 10, the Big 12, and the SEC. I think in the next couple of years you'll see that shake out, and then I think we'll be good for a while. At least that's what I think. So very interesting to think about. You know, it's something top of mind for any college football fan, right? Because on one hand, if you're like myself, you love the big matchups and you want different matchups, right? Matchups like UCLA, Wisconsin, right? That's not something you see all the time. You could get used to seeing matchups like that. Or now you have UCF playing Baylor in the Big 12. That's exciting. But at the same time, I want it to remain collegiate. And I don't want it to be, I don't know, it's tough to think of a comparison, but like baseball, where you're just playing everybody. One weekend you play a team that's down the road from you, and the next weekend you're playing a team that's across the country. I just don't want that to be the regular. And I think in the SEC it is largely headed to staying regional, right? We don't have bi-coastal teams. So nevertheless, something to keep an eye on, and it's something is exciting for it. But back to the Gamecocks and back to media days, from an overall perspective, I mean, you have to start with the love that everyone was giving us. I mean, we were the bell of the ball, it felt like. I mean, really, so many people were jumping on the Shane train. They were buying their passes to get on the train express. It was so cool to see. Jordan Rogers, he loves us. Roman Harper said that we could challenge for second in the East this year. Tim Tebow had glowing reviews about our program and Shane Beamer. It was so cool to see. Like, excuse me, like, we've been here all along. Thank you very much. But it really is truly a remarkable turnaround from the last few years, right? I mean, Beamer's first year, you know, there was a little bit of, who's this guy? You know, new kid on the block. You got a little bit of eyeballs there. A couple of years before that, we were trending downwards, and it's just, we just were not talked about. We were not looked at, and it felt like we were a little disrespected. But how great does it feel to have the spotlight on us once again, right? We might not be in the main spotlight, but people are talking about us, and it is so fun. And it's well-deserved, right? I'm going to get into this in a little bit, but there's still a long way to go. But the hard work that this staff and those players put in last year, adopting new systems, getting new leadership, new game plans, new routines, and to come out and to put together a very respectable season with an incredible November and an amazing bowl game, it's paid off in the sense of now it's not just South Carolina fans that see what Shane Beamer did in 1 year, mind you, right? So super cool to see. At the same time, it makes me nervous. I'm so nervous for the season. Like, I'm so excited. It can't come soon enough. I'm just going to be nervous every game. That's just what I do. But now that there's a little expectations, all right, bring it on. All right. Football's got me feeling some type of way, if you can't feel. I'm feeling loose, feeling good. But focusing now on Shane Beamer's time on stage, his press conference, if you are able to find the highlights on YouTube or whatever, definitely go check it out. I mean, he is just the man. I mean, he is still his same genuine self. It's just always so great to see his passion for not just football, but for the University of South Carolina. And it was so cool that it was taking place in the College Football Hall of Fame. He was saying that he was doing that press conference a stone's throw away from a memorial for his father's career. You know, he just has a passion and love for college football, and he's brought that to USC. And he made mention of how, like I just said, this past year, or this year rather, it's night and day from last year, where nobody was talking about South Carolina football last year, really. And this year, there are. People are talking about guys in our program. You think anyone was talking about Josh Van last year besides us? No. They probably said, who's going to be their wide receiver one? Now they're saying, wow, okay, you're going to build your room around Josh Van. Josh Van puts together a nice season this year. He could be a decent draft pick, huh? So super cool to see. And Beamer has said this before. We've seen it in some of these behind-the-scenes videos, but he mentioned it again to the press conference and talked about how hard it was and how much work went into getting to 7 wins last year, that turnaround they did, but talked about how it's going to be even harder and going to take even more work to get to that next level, which is winning more games in the regular season, right? Getting to that next step. You won 6 games in the regular season, add one for your bowl game. Well, how do you get to 7 or 8? You know, feels like we can do it. But how do you do it consistently, right? How do you not get complacent, right? Stay humble and stay hungry. And it feels like that is the challenge, but the mantra that Beamer and the staff are really preaching. And we've heard it a few times from videos and things like that, and that's absolutely the right mentality. You don't want to rest on your laurels. You can't think that you've arrived because you had one surprisingly good year under Shane Beamer. Shane Beamer doesn't want to win 6 games. You think he's happy with going to the Mayo Bowl every year? Like, yeah, I mean, we'll take that as a minimum. But moving forward, when you're building depth and you're building a better roster and guys are in the system for 2-3 years, you can't settle for 6-6. You might have a down year, but the key is, can we consistently be in that 8-9? And then can we talk about getting to the next step? But something that he brought up that I loved also, aside from football, was the amount of players that we have that have either completed their degree or are set to do that come December. So I forget the number right now, but he listed it off. And then he said, assuming we're in a bowl game in December or January, we're going to have X more guys who graduate. And sometimes it is easy to forget that these guys are students. Like, they're students, they're kids, they're there to learn and better their mind, prepare for their future, get a degree. So it's great to hear that academics are still a priority under Shane Beamer. I know that that's not the sexiest thing to talk about in college football, but it is important. And I think that having a football program that does take it seriously, it helps with recruiting, right? Because you want to go to a place where it's well-rounded. And you're not just looked at as a football player, but it's also just the right thing to do. And I think it speaks to the culture that Shane Beamer is continuing to build. And we've had good academics at South Carolina under Spurrier, even Champ. But it's great to see that it's continuing, if not excelling. So very cool to see. And he brought up a couple of good points where he was asked about the transfer portal. You know, how does he use it, you know, in the future? And Beamer explained it very well. I feel that he wants to use the transfer portal as a supplement to any misses that they have in a recruiting cycle. So if you were trying to get two running backs, but you were only able to get one, you can now supplement that with a transfer portal player at that position. So I thought that was a really cool way to look at it, because he did say that they want to focus and start and continue building from high school ranks. And I think that's the way to do it. I think most coaches and programs are that way, especially when you're in the Southeast, where South Carolina has some very good high schools. But you look a day's drive away, half a day's drive away, either in North Carolina, Georgia, there are some very, very good high school players. So I absolutely love that. The foundation will always be high school players. But I also loved Beamer mentioning that there is a direct flight from Dallas-Fort Worth to Columbia. So with the SEC growing its footprint in Texas, Texas players, come on down. We've already seen some, Landon Sampson being one of them. So very cool to see. And then I talked about the viral video at the top of the show, but he was asked about having fun in his program, and he made it clear. Beamer said that the demands of being a football player at South Carolina, they're extremely high. It's incredibly difficult. They put a lot of expectations on the players, but he did say at the same time, he does want these players to have some joy, and he wants them to look forward to coming to the facility. And he goes on to say that that wasn't something that he felt they had before him. Cough, cough. Muschamp. But I think it's true. And, you know, some people said a little backhanded comment there. I mean, yeah, a little bit. But I think it's just the facts. I think Beamer genuinely was shocked at the mentality and the mindset of the players when he took over. And he wants his players to have fun. Like, yes, you have a lot of pressure on you. You play in the SEC, but you got to have a little bit of fun, right? You're a family. Football is supposed to be fun. And I love that he wants the guys to have some joy when they can. Hashtag find some joy. And then, you know, to wrap up his press conference here, some reporter asked a clown question. Bryce Harper, that's a clown question, bro. About Georgia's tight ends. This guy asked Shane Beamer, can you talk about how good Georgia's tight ends are? What a clown question. But Beamer answered it pretty well and politely, and he did a fantastic job of bringing it back to our own tight ends, led by Jaheim Bell and Austin Stogner. And in all this hoopla, I mean, it's almost crazy to say that I think Austin Stogner has almost gotten lost in the shuffle here. I mean, you talk about one of the top tight ends in the country. He is top 10. You know, borderline top five. So to have him and Jaheim Bell combined that, but just a great 1-2 punch. So overall, I mean, I came away with a great sense of excitement and optimism after his conference. Now, as for some of the players, Dakarian Joyner, I mean, he gets my award for best dressed. Absolutely rocked the hell out of that pink suit, or peach suit, rather. And he was asked specifically about his options heading into this season, and if he considered transferring, and he spoke to it quite directly that there were offers where he could transfer and go to a school and play quarterback specifically, but he said he was here to play for the University of South Carolina. And it's just incredible. I mean, we've heard similar things from him, but it was cool to hear it so directly. So DK Joyner, he's just the man. Really hope that he can continue to ball out this year, and he's going to be everywhere, I think. I think he's going to primarily be a wide receiver, you know, in that slot position. But absolutely, I could see him throwing the ball more than a handful of times this upcoming season. And then Zach Pickens, I loved his confidence about the defense. He actually said that our front seven is top three in the SEC behind Bama and Georgia. I love that confidence. And while it may be a little bit of a stretch, you know, but, you know, I love the confidence, and it's coming from a guy who's obviously in the mix. He's right in the middle of that defense, so if he sees that intensity and he has that confidence, that means the rest of the guys have that confidence, and I absolutely love to see it. And he also said that he cannot take losing to Clemson one more time. He's going to give it all he's got for his final time, and hopefully we can end that streak and end Zach Pickens' career on a high note at USC. And Javon Gwynn, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I did not see a whole heck of a lot of quotes from Javon Gwynn. I wasn't able to catch, you know, any of his interviews. But from what I've seen and read, rather, the confidence in the offensive line is higher than last year. Being in that system for the second year, knowing the same verbiage and knowing exactly what Greg Atkins is asking of this group is a noticeable difference. And I think that's why Beamer kept Greg Atkins. Let's see if you can improve even just a little bit just from naturally being in that system again. So all in all, y'all, it was a hell of a day for USC, starting with a viral video, ending with a great press conference from Shane Beamer. Once again, the Gamecocks walk away from media days as the belle of the ball. You know, I felt like last year, Shane Beamer surprised a lot of people. They were not talking about us, and they said, wow, look at him. Then the season came, and now people are talking about us, and Beamer says, where you been? I told you I was going to do this. So it was awesome. It was a great day. I cannot wait for week one. It can't come soon enough. But with that, that wraps up this episode, y'all. Please follow me on social media. Twitter is Cox Gamecocks, my last name, Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please, wherever you like to listen to this podcast, like, subscribe, and review. It means a lot to me. I appreciate all y'all. Go Cox.